If you've gotten caught behind a lot of slow-moving tour buses lately, you know what time of year it is. And though it might be frustrating, remember, just like the holidays for retailers, fall foliage is vital for the state's tourism economy, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Ken Jones, an analyst with the Vermont Agency of Commerce, gave me a sense of just how much leaf peepers impact traffic.
The Agency of Transportation measures actual number of vehicles that pass certain points, traffic counts, and they do it every 15 minutes of every day. And what we note is if Sunday southbound on I-89 and I-91, that's largely visitor-based travel. And Columbus Day itself is oftentimes the busiest traffic day of the year.
That added congestion is noticeable throughout Vermont. I saw it in Queechy Gorge a few days ago as three large tour buses were loading and unloading passengers from all over.
My name is Brigitte, auf Englisch.
Ja, bitte.
Yeah, my name is Brigitte and I come from Luxembourg.
Brigitte Guter was on a tour from Boston to Montreal, and her bus was filled with tourists from Europe.
From Germany. Germany and Switzerland and Austria.
And Luxembourg.
And Luxembourg.
I'm Dina Futrell. I'm from O'Fallon, Illinois.
And Brenda Futrell from O'Fallon, Illinois. We have a fall foliage tour we've been doing. We're here for about almost four weeks. Vermont, New Hampshire, back to Pennsylvania.
Yep, 4 weeks of foliage touring. A trip the couple said was on their bucket list.
What do you think?
It's lovely. It really is. It's stunning. The reds and yellows mixed in with the greens, it's gorgeous.
Any highlights, Brenda?
We really like Stowe and Waterbury a lot. And this is right up there now, too, since we're back down in this area.
This meaning the Queechy Gorge?
Yes.
It's pretty stunning, isn't it?
It is pretty stunning. Yeah, the colors are really coming out. And the cool weather. We have 90 degrees back in our place, and this is great.
Pennsylvania residents Janet Sweeney and Bill Moser have been to Vermont a lot. This year, they brought friends from Arizona and New Orleans.
We're real serious leaf peepers. We follow wherever the spirit takes us.
You're serious leaf peeper. I've never heard anybody say, I'm a serious leaf peeper.
I want something that says, I am a leaf peeper. I've not seen any hat or T-shirt that says that yet, but that, right. I would recommend somebody doing that.
Kind of like Wisconsin has their cheese heads.
Yes. And we don't want, like, the maple head or cow head. There's a lot of, like, that already, you know. We want leaf peeping. We want the leaf peeping.
Leaf peepers like Janet and Bill, along with second homeowners who tend to come up this time of year, mean big money for Vermont, says Ken Jones. He's that analyst from the State Agency of Commerce.
Just this month of foliage contributes about $40 million of tax revenues to the state of Vermont.
Kip and Liz Miller have owned Queechy Gifts and Sportswear for 40 years. They say leaf peepers bring in 60% of their annual revenue.
Fall foliage is our Christmas.
The busiest is kind of determined by the fall colors itself. Like last year, they were very late, and this year they're running about as usual. Columbus Day is falling a little late this year. And so it will depend if there's still good fall color. It will be a strong weekend as well.
Miller says the biggest challenge has been finding enough help.
In fact, most of my staff here are retired, and God bless them, they're great workers, but there's just not a lot of people from the labor market.
Which makes it tough with all those tour buses coming through.
Yeah, we'll see an example in a day, 10, and the month of July, we might get 10 for the whole month.
So you're tired this time of year?
Yes.
Tired, but happy. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Queechy.